is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from 92.9 WBPN.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser powers through tough messes, so it makes you look like you spent hours cleaning, even though you didn't. It's ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend. Here's your host, ABC's Scott Goldberg.
Hey everyone, I'm ABC Audio's Scott Goldberg. It's Labor Day Weekend, so let's talk about labor, otherwise known as work. Before our favorite artists were the stadium-filling rock gods we all know and love, they were just regular working Joes doing what they had to do to pay the bills. Mopping floors, working in stores, cutting up dead animals. Yeah, we'll get to that one later. For now, let's kick things off with the ultimate song about how being a rock star is way better than having an actual job. Take it away, Bachman-Turner Overdrive.
Get up every taking care of business. Woo! Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Yep. Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
Every day.
Taking care of business.
Every way.
Taking care of business.
It's all mine.
Taking care of business.
Working overtime. Woo!
Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
It's Bachman Turner Overdrive with Taking Care of Business here on ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend. I'm Scott Goldberg, and here's a fun fact for you. In 2010, BTO's Randy Bachman said he watched a documentary, and in that documentary, Elvis Presley's widow, Priscilla Presley, confirmed that his song is what inspired Elvis to adopt TCB, Taking Care of Business, as his personal motto. Another classic rock anthem about punching a clock and dreaming of a better life is Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. Tommy's working on the docks while Gina's slaving away in a diner. Bon Jovi's Richie Sambora says the song had some real-life inspiration.
I think that being blue-collar kids from Jersey and all that kind of stuff, we've all gone through that. My dad got laid off. My Uncle Sal did work on the docks and got laid off. And at that point, all you got is hope, you know, and prayers. And really, we kind of surrounded it with the right melody and the right lyric. And we were off to the races, basically.
So long.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend is brought to you by Charmin. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Scott Goldberg here with another classic song about being a working man, Bob Seger, Feel Like a Number. And speaking of working hard, did you notice how hard Seger seems to be working to get those high notes in? He told us why a lot of his early songs sound like that.
Back then, my heroes were Stevie Winwood, you know, and people who sang real high like that, you know. I could sing Give Me Some Lovin' in the same key as Stevie Winwood. I could do the Righteous Brothers stuff. I could do the high parts. I mean, I could really sing high back then. But I don't think it was my natural voice. It's just that I like that kind of stuff. You know, I like the way it pierced through the record.
Now, some rockers' pre-fame day jobs ended up inspiring songs. Probably the most famous example of this is Sting. Everyone knows he used to be a teacher because of the Police hit Don't Stand So Close to Me, even though the specific events in the song didn't actually happen to him. But it turns out Sting had some other jobs, too, as he told reporters in 2014.
I had many jobs. I dug ditches for a while. I worked as a milkman with my father. I worked for the government at one point in an office, which I didn't like. I wasn't very good at. Then I became a school teacher. And it was after I'd left school teaching that I went to London to seek my fortune.
Former teacher Sting and the Police with Don't Stand So Close to Me. I'm Scott Goldberg, and here's a question for you. Which legendary rock star used to work in a slaughterhouse before he was famous? I'll have the answer when we return on ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend. So keep it locked right here.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
That's gonna bug the crap out of me.
Don't worry, I'll do my very best to get this job that I so crave.
How about you want us to work harder, pay us more?
I can't.
I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend is brought to you by Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Scott Goldberg back with you on ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day weekend. So, to answer the question I asked before the break, who else but Ozzy Osbourne could have worked in a slaughterhouse before fame came calling? I mean, can you think of a more metal job than that? Radio TV host and rock expert Nick Carter tells us all about it.
If you were a working class bloke like John Michael Osbourne, particularly if you didn't go to college, you're pretty much assured a lifetime of menial jobs. And probably the single worst, yet the most metal job ever, as you mentioned, he worked in an abattoir, which is a fancy word for a slaughterhouse. And this is how he described the job. He says, "I had to slice open the cow carcasses to get all the gunk out of their stomachs. I used to vomit every day. The smell was something else." Now remember, this is a guy who snorted ants, who bit the heads off of doves and bats, but even this was too much for Ozzy.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend is brought to you by Febreze Car. Febreze Car gives you 40 days of consistent freshness that starts just right and stays just right. Febreze Car.
I'm ABC Audio Scott Goldberg. It's David Bowie. We've already heard about how Ozzy Osbourne worked in a slaughterhouse, but believe it or not, Ziggy Stardust himself also had a meat-related job back in the day. Here's Nick Carter.
I mean, this actually blew my mind more than the Ozzy thing, because even when Bowie was doing the Ziggy Stardust thing, I remember as a kid thinking, yeah, he's got a weird red mullet, but he does dress really well otherwise. So you'd imagine he did something fashion-y before he made it. Like, you know, he worked in a haberdashery or something. Nope. You know, Bowie went to work for a butcher. He was the meat delivery guy. Now, the cool thing was, most true Bowie fans know that he started out playing the saxophone. And sadly, being a working-class bloke, his parents didn't have the money for him to take lessons, so he got himself the job lugging meat around so he could afford to take sax lessons from the legendary Ronnie Ross. Now, fast forward to 1972, Bowie is, well, Bowie. He's producing Lou Reed's album Transformer. He says, I know what this song needs, a saxophone solo. So he calls up his old teacher, Ronnie Ross, who does him the ultimate solid and lays down one of the most celebrated saxophone solos ever on Walk on the Wild Side.
Yep, I guess that made all those meat deliveries worth it, huh? Now here's another question for you. Which Rock and Roll Hall of Famer was a Playboy bunny before hopping over to music? The answer when ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day weekend returns.
Well, we don't work for you, man.
Shh. Okay, technically you do work for me.
92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. Always playing the biggest hits of all time. Great old songs that are still in working order. Although, if I'm honest, they'll need a little oil from time to time.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day weekend is brought to you by Charmin. Want longer lasting rolls? Enjoy the go with Charmin Super Mega Rolls.
Let's do this. You know, you guys are hired. You're in, you know, unless you're like the weirdest guys ever and I don't see it.
Welcome back to our Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day weekend. I'm Scott Goldberg. Before the break, I asked which Rock and Roll Hall of Famer used to be a Playboy bunny. The answer? Debbie Harry, long before she put the blonde in Blondie.
Debbie Harry was a Playboy bunny, but that doesn't mean she posed naked for Playboy.
That's ABC Entertainment contributor Andrea Dresdale, who wants to be sure we're all clear on this.
What this means is she worked at a Playboy club, you know, serving drinks to members. She wore a strapless satin bodysuit, bunny ears, and a tail. And you might think that this was the ultimate job that objectified women. This was 1968, after all. But she had, like, no problem with it. She said in an interview, the girls were treated very, very well. There were a lot of benefits, health benefits, job security, good salary, good money. She said it was a really sought-after kind of job. And it wasn't even she was desperate for money. She purposely went after that job. One of her parents' friends was a member of the Playboy Club, and she says he always made it sound so exotic and exciting. A lot of sources say Debbie worked at the club from 1968 to 1973, but she remembers it as being 8 or 9 months. But either way, we've got the photographic evidence. You can Google it. Just look up Debbie Harry Playboy Bunny, and you can see her in her ears and her tail. She had long brown hair, but it's definitely her.
And if the lights are
one way or another, from Blondie, fronted by former Playboy bunny Debbie Harry. I'm Scott Goldberg. Now, over the years, there have been plenty of rock stars who tried their hand at acting. But one Rock and Roll Hall of Famer was an actor before he ever saw the inside of a recording studio. I'm talking about Phil Collins. In 1988, he told ABC's Good Morning America how he got started.
My mum had started a theatrical agency for kids, and I did some things between the ages of 14 and 17, some of which I really enjoyed, like The Awful Dodger and Oliver, which is the first thing I ever did, which was great. I did that for 7 months.
And as rock critic and author Alan Light tells us, Phil's acting career actually put him into contact with the biggest rock band in the world.
It's been a Among other things, he was an extra, well, almost an extra, in A Hard Day's Night. He was part of the crowd in the live performance scenes that the Beatles played, but the shot that included him didn't make the final cut, and it was years and years later when somebody actually turned up a frame of the young Mr. Collins in the crowd watching the Beatles play, confirming the story that he'd been telling everybody for decades.
Oh,
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend is brought to you by Downey Rinse and Refresh.
Another great song about how rock stardom beats working a day job. It's Dire Straits' Money for Nothing. What's amazing about that song is most of the lyrics are a direct transcription of something Mark Knopfler overheard an actual delivery guy say in an actual appliance store. He told the story on a 2019 episode of Brian Johnson, A Life on the Road on Axis TV.
Actually, I started spying on him. I didn't want him to see me and put him off. But all those lines like, that ain't working, that's the way you do it, them guys ain't dumb. You said, maybe get a blister on your little finger. He actually said that. And I started writing the song right there and then.
I'm Scott Goldberg, and when ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend continues, I'll play you the only song you want to hear when you think about working and the weekend.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No job is too big. No fee is too big.
Well, Brennan, you certainly have had a lot of jobs.
I'm a bit of a spark plug.
Let's get to work, guys.
Yeah!
I offered you a job, but you said no to me.
That's right, and I say no now.
You can take your job and shove it.
Take this job and shove it.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend is brought to you by Swiffer Power Mop. Introducing Swiffer's Best Clean, the new Swiffer Power Mop. It's an all-in-one cleaning system that gives you the cleaning power of a mop and bucket without the hassle.